From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. You're very welcome to our program. Today being Christmas Eve, I have set aside our usual studies, and instead we'll be considering the birth of Christ. This morning the topic is the birth of Christ, when? And tonight at 9 o'clock it is the birth of Christ, why? This evening we will be playing another extract from Robert Bell's testimony. Many have sent for the free copy of Robert's testimony on tape, and I trust that God is blessing it to all who have obtained it. Perhaps I could invite you to a special service in our church on Lord's Day, the 30th of December at 7:30, the very last Lord's Day of 2001. Robert will be telling the story of his conversion, and you'll be very welcome to come along to that service. Our hymn this morning is sung for us by Frank Boggs, and it's the hymn, Fill My Cup, Lord. After we listen to that, we'll go straight to our subject, the birth of Jesus Christ. When? Here's Frank Boggs.
There are millions in this world who are craving the pleasure earthly things afford. But none can match the wondrous treasure which I find in Jesus Christ my Lord.
We have a special subject today. It is that of when was Jesus Christ born? This is a timely topic, since we are surrounded by the many evidences of this world's celebration of the birth of Christ. It has to be said that many people have expressed reservations about the nature of these celebrations. I suppose you do not have to search very far to see the reasons for such concerns. Special appeals at this time of the year to try and curtail people from drinking to excess in celebration of Christmas does raise the question of whether such activities are in keeping with a marking of the birth of the Redeemer of men from sin. Whatever we believe about Christ and anything associated with him must be grounded in the Word of God. We are not to believe anything that cannot be proved from the Bible. What we believe concerning the birth of Christ is also governed by this directive from God. Well, just what does the Bible say about the birth of Christ? Particularly, when did it take place? The truth is that there is nothing directly stated about when Christ was born. However, there are a number of circumstances that are recorded that would give us some clear indication of what time of the year it took place. Let's start with the best known of all events surrounding the birth of Christ, the shepherds watching over their flocks by night in Bethlehem. Listen as we read those words. "And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord." Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 11. Now this we can say. These shepherds would not have had their flocks outside in the dead of winter, so that this suggests that the birth of Christ did not take place in December. Another consideration is the reason why Joseph and Mary had come from Nazareth in Galilee to Bethlehem at a time when Mary was near to giving birth to the one she knew was to be the Redeemer of men. The reason is stated for us in Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 3. "And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria, and all went to be taxed, every one in his own city. It is unlikely that such a decree, which required people to travel, would be issued in the winter time, when travel would have been made difficult, if not impossible, by the weather. Winters are more severe in Israel than most people imagine." These two considerations certainly cast a serious doubt over the mid-winter date for the birth of Christ. Does the Bible give us any clue to the date of Christ's birth? I think that it does. Let's see if we can pin down the dates of any events that are related to that birth. We are told in the Bible that the angel had announced to Mary that she was to be the mother of Christ, also told her, and I'm reading from Luke chapter 1, the verse 36, "And behold thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her." So we can clearly state that the Lord Jesus Christ was born 6 months after John the Baptist. How does this help us? Well, I think we can discover when John the Baptist was born. Luke chapter 1, verse 5 reads, "There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias, of the course of Abia, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth." There is an important piece of information contained in that verse. It is the little phrase, "of the course of Abia." This is a reference to one of the priestly families which was allocated a week's duties back in the days of David, when a rota of the various periods of performing the tabernacle and then later the temple duties by the families within the descendants of Aaron the high priest was laid down. The family of Abijah, or as it is rendered in Luke chapter 1 verse 5, Abia, was the 8th in order of the weekly duties. That's told us in 1 Chronicles chapter 24 and the verse 10. That means that given that the rota began at the start of the Jewish year, which is about our Easter time, 8 weeks later would bring us to the end of May. Now we know from Luke chapter 1, verse 24, that it was shortly after Zacharias concluded his week's duties that Elizabeth conceived. Consequently, John the Baptist would have been born about February or March of the next year, according to our calendar. Now we know that the Saviour was born 6 months later, as I have already shown you from Luke 1, verse 36. Therefore, Christ would have been born about August or September time of the year. This would fit in with the shepherds still being in the fields, for the weather would still be warm. I must state that this reckoning depends upon the same rota being followed by the priests as was commenced in David's time. I'm of the opinion that it was, since the Jews were most meticulous about such matters. Does all this count? Does it matter at all? Well, let me say this. What we believe regarding the date of the Saviour's birth will not have any bearing upon our soul's salvation. But do not get the idea that we may be careless or indifferent to all matters related to Christ. There are some who would tell us that it does not matter what you believe as long as you are sincere. That is not so. There are some matters revealed in God's Word which we must believe, otherwise we will not get to heaven. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. John chapter 3, verse 36. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Mark 16, verse 16. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believed not the record that God gave of his Son. 1 John chapter 5, verse 10. The exact date of Christ's birth is not something upon which your soul's salvation depends. Otherwise it would have been clearly stated in God's Word. But our believing the record of Christ dying in the room of guilty sinners is, it is such belief, such faith that brings salvation. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. There is no room for dispute regarding how a sinner is saved. The Bible settles that matter decisively. Sirs, what must I do to be saved? And the answer given by Paul was, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Acts 16, verses 30-31. Whatever you may think of Christmas, make sure you hold the right view of Christ. Jesus saith, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. John 14, verse 6. Do tune in again tonight at 9 o'clock, and do remember the special invitation to our church on Lord's Day the 30th of December at 7:30, when Robert Bell will give his testimony. You will be very welcome indeed. God bless you, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His Word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.